So I figured out what was going wrong with...
Should I be recording?
Oh, sure. Why not? So I figured out what was going wrong with my microphone. I still think it's a little weird. Remember how I texted you? I'm like, man, I've got to fix my microphone situation here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you were so honestly dismissive. You just texted me, sure.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'm gonna chat. Really? Yeah. Like no support whatsoever. Just sure. Okay. Sure. Great.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out on my own. Do you mind telling me the brand of your microphone? What text did I get back?
Yeah.
Sure. I'm like, okay.
And I misspelled sure.
You did misspell sure with an H.
I spelled it like you would spell the brand of microphone.
What?
I spelled it S-H-U-R-E.
That's just asinine.
Right. Which is crazy because that's the name of a microphone company that makes microphones. Not S-U-R-E, which is, of course, what I meant to say.
So now, here's what I got to figure out, because it's so weird. I can barely hear you. So now it looks like I'm recording well.
Well, that explains why you didn't laugh at that joke.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We need to turn me up, Richard. This is not going to work. Rich!
Just trying to figure out, do I want
to... Figure out how to turn me up, Rich! Output
device. Built-in output. Yeah, I want the...
I'll hold.
I don't know what I just did.
What is your headphone coming out of?
Well, no, it's okay. It's just, so I'm just trying to, my headphones are coming out of the back of the computer.
And so on whatever, what program
GarageBand.
Are you running? GarageBand. And what is the output of GarageBand?
Does it say the output of GarageBand is...
Internal?
Yeah, built-in audio, which is, you know.
Okay. So that's right. That's correct.
Yeah, I know, but I can't. I've got it, like, turned up as high as it'll go. There's barely any sound in here.
Do you hear yourself?
A little bit, but not much. But yes, I hear myself. And the sound waves are good in terms of, like, being recorded. Like, it's recording my voice well.
Do you hear me at the same?
No. You're way quieter. Which, by the way, kind of a godsend. But
well,
also,
it's going to be hard to have a back and forth. P.S. I'm worried about what kind of audio I'm going to be getting from you.
No, you should be. I fixed the audio. Remember how I texted you last week? I started this whole podcast talking about how
I responded to you and you couldn't hear me.
No, I'm sure you said something like, sure. Anyway, it turned out that I went into the GarageBand settings, and even though in the computer I had set it for Yeti, or even on the graph it had said Yeti, it wasn't taken. So basically, the last podcast, it was just the room mic on the computer.
Yeah, we knew.
Well, okay.
everybody could tell. No, actually, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell at all. It sounded fine.
So I wonder if it's a Zoom thing. Do you think it's a Zoom thing?
I think it's a you thing.
Output volume level, that's high. Yeah.
Try your Zoom.
I just did that. The output's
fine.
Really, really high.
High? What's your computer level?
Built-in output headphones. I'm going to try this, see if I switch. What happens? If I try that, did that change anything? Hello? No, it didn't change anything.
We apologize that we take the podcast to do our mic checks.
Listen, man, this is the inside baseball stuff that people want to hear. There's a lot of people out there going, gosh, I guess everything just works perfectly for these guys. No, sir. And no, ma'am.
I don't think there's a listener out there that thinks that everything works perfect for frickin' frack.
All right, hold on. I'm going to see if this works. This might take things in a different direction.
It's so frustrating. It's like talking to a wall. How's it looking now?
Same. You're very quiet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Keep talking.
Check.
Yeah, man. So weird. It's so low volume. All right. Well, I guess we'll just...
Well, let's see if we can figure this out, because it's going to be hard for the comedy. It's hard enough. You know what I mean? For me.
If I go to advanced, does that help? My info. Maybe let's just go to the main computer.
What if you turn up the volume on your computer?
No, that's what I've done, and there's nothing. Oh, you know what I could do? Hold on this. Try this. Let's try this. Because you're kind of fancy.
Hey, okay, that switched. That sounds much better.
All right. I put it in the same, I used Yeti as the output to see if I can hear. So you talk.
Hey,
say something.
Check. Richard.
Well, I can hear you, but again, you're still very quiet.
Okay.
But I wonder if there's a Zoom volume choice here. Maybe let's go into the audio settings. To output level. Yeah, so weird, man. It's just so
It's all the way up?
Yeah. All right, here's what I think we should do, because this is just good. This is the kind of thing the audience is going to want to get to the bottom of.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go get another pair of headphones. Okay. We're just going to make this. We're going to teach people. People are going to learn.
Yeah.
People are going to grow.
Yeah. All right, great. Can't wait.
You know what I mean? Like, this is just going to be one of those things where everybody, we're going to get closer to our audience because we took the time to do this. So,
let's go get them.
I'm going to do is I'm going to go get those other headphones.
Yeah.
And, man, you just do what you do, buddy. Yeah. But I'll be right back. It's going to be real quick. You're not even going to know I was gone.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
You know.
Hey, say something now.
Hi, check, Richard. Hello.
Problem solved.
What?
I took off noise canceling, and now I can hear you fine.
Oh, you shitbag.
Wait, did you think that was an obvious thing, to take off the noise canceling?
I don't know. It just feels like...
I'm not sure I appreciate your tone, because we were working together to figure it out, and I figured it out, and the response is, oh, you shitbag. I didn't say, oh, I figured it out, if I, you know, hit on your girlfriend, that sounds better. And then I could see your reaction be like, uh-uh. But that's not what I said. I take off the noise canceling.
I owe you an apology.
Maybe
that
I'm
was,
gonna.
There was a lot in it for me. There was a lot there. It built up. You know, it had built up.
Why are you bummed that I didn't try the other headphones? No, I guess go get them.
No, and it wasn't really the OU shitbag. Was really just everything. It was everything.
Everything what? That I'm trying to fix the sound. That I want this to. I want this. To
I
be
mean,
a
it's
professional
we
podcast.
Had a 9 a.m. appointment.
You're the Stephen Amell of this podcast. I just want everybody to know.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say Stephen Amell?
Yeah, we're allowed to say Stephen Amell.
It's now 9:28.
Yeah, man.
We had a 9 a.m. appointment.
You're acting like this wasn't podcast stuff. It's all podcast stuff. Play the opening music right now.
Hey, what's going on? Rob and Rich are the kings of con.
There, world's longest teaser.
What a preamble. Oh, man. Well, here we are, guys. It's the Rob and Rich podcast. And
that's all the time we have for today. Thanks, everybody.
Play the out music.
Aren't you glad that we figured this out?
Yeah, it does feel like an obvious choice.
I've been using Bose headphones forever. I had to, my other ones, Frank has absconded with. And I always use the noise canceling. Right. I always have them on.
Absconded.
For the art recording.
Absconded before noon. I appreciate the word
Thank
usage.
You.
I that has happened. Honestly, now that you say, I'm like, oh yeah, that happens to me too. If I accidentally press that my these are air noise canceling as well. If I accidentally press it, but I didn't think to tell you to do that. But then after you said it, I was like, oh, that's of course.
Well, the weird again, just to point out, the weird thing is. I've done this in the past and had no problem, so...
Yeah, and your voice sounds a lot better right now. For me, your voice sounds how the people are going to hear it. But for me, hearing this... Like, you're hearing my microphone, which makes me sound better.
Correct.
And now I get to hear that for you. Well, that was fun and exciting, and I'm not sure if it was fun or exciting, but...
No, I'm plugged into the Yeti. What do you what do you make of that? Should I try plugging back into the computer and see?
No,
what
I think you should stay where you are.
Come
let it be.
On, man.
I want to clarify that my OU shitbag was a little more in the Irish sense. You're like, oh yeah, shitbag. You know how like Adam Fergus, like
you're not Irish.
If you. No, I'm
OU
not.
OU shitbag sounds like some old like you know like. The Vanderbilt family and the Rockefellers and that their finance manager Orville Underwood shitbag. OU shitbag he went by.
Mr. Shitbag?
His family came over from, you know, you laugh like, oh, nobody's last name is shitbag. But somebody out there has the last name of Glasscock. You know what I mean? Like, the world is not fair.
Yeah, but then I mean, that's a real disrespect to all the Glasscocks out there. The honest
that's
Glasscock
an awful,
people.
That's an awful last name.
That you're
that's
comparing their
cool
last name to Shitbag.
I think I'd rather have Shitbag.
Man. Shitbag and Associates, may I help you? Shitbag
go
and Shitbag.
Yourself.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Glasscock, you got to do like we talked about with you growing up with the name Dick. You got to have
exactly.
A tough, thick skin.
You got a rhino skin, Robbie, rhino skin.
So the elephant in the room here is that you called me and asked me for a mic recommendation. I gave it to you, and you did not get it.
No, you didn't. You said, oh, sure.
I said, sure, SM.
You know what?
70, is, SM7B.
I know you did send it to me. What bummed me out is I just bought this dumb thing. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to return it. I'm going to invest in another microphone. I was just bummed out. I just want to spend
I thought you meant
money.
For your singing, because I know you're recording a record right now. This is
No. For podcasting.
This is what Zach would record you on.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you've got a really nice one.
Well, it's just a nice standard vocal mic, but what Zach has that I don't have is loads of compressors and... you know, preamps and some great shit that really
well, let me ask you a technical question, though. Couldn't you do a vocal track right there in your Fartune studio and then ship it to him, and then it goes into all his plugins? He can then do all that compression and everything after the fact, right?
Yeah, yeah. The only thing I don't have here is the kind of booth that he would use, but I have done that. Like, in my album, there are a couple background tracks that I sang here in Fartune Studios, and I sent it to Tyler, and then Tyler... would run it through, and he put it in. The whole
I've done ADR from my
really?
Computer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I only have from, like... No, even when you and I did it for Kings of Con, we had pretty good equipment.
Yeah.
You're right. That whole last song on my album, Leave the Light On, the song, I did here. I did it all here with an acoustic guitar, my voice... And then he sent it to him, and he added bass and some atmospheric stuff.
Tyler.
Yeah, I did it here to a click track.
Right, but you're not Zach. You're saying you sent it to Tyler, and Tyler James did it.
Correct.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But how is it going with Zach?
Great. We already finished that. We did 2 days in that studio.
And what did you get everything done?
Yeah, got everything. Largely got them. I mean, there's still more to do, but... And we'll do a couple of guitar, you know, just guitar work. But we got everything we needed out of Rob Humphreys on drum and Coop on bass. And, you know, the songs were pretty, Billy and I pre-gamed pretty well so we could be efficient because we only had 2 days in there. We did.
Shocking. It's not like
seven songs.
Great.
2 days, which I guess is pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. No, it doesn't not, it's. So you, of course, you're pre-gamed. You went to pre-production.
Well, I mean, you say that, but the first record, it was very much Jason and I went in there with, like, I'd never met Zach Ross, the guitar player. I'd barely met Coop and Rob Humphreys. And it was very much, what do we do, fellas? You know, it was a whole different vibe because we really didn't know what to do.
Right.
And so that sort of mode of discovery and also getting to know each other was... part of the experience, whereas this time we just reassembled the same gang, and also we had pretty thorough demos for them to listen to in advance and chord charts and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they're all originals this time.
Yeah.
Seven originals.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have a couple recorded from your last session that you're throwing on?
We're not sure. We're not sure what's going to make it from the old sessions into this, but... we do have, they will find their way into the Pantheon. Is Pantheon the right word? No, that's not the right word. Although, if somebody in Rome takes them into the Pantheon,
they could go to the Pantheon,
then they will find their way into the Pantheon.
Anybody can go to the Pantheon.
No, not anymore. You got to get in line.
Well,
remember, it used to be free to get in the Pantheon?
Yeah, I know. But you can still go. Anybody with money, I guess. Well, that's exciting stuff. Seven originals. Yeah. That makes me very excited for you.
It's very cool.
And how is the gang? That's it's the same. It they're like the Coop and Rob are like the the documentary about the backing band in like Memphis or some shit.
Oh, they're like the Booker T and the MGs or the Swampers and Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, but they were called something. It was like the band. It was like these are the
There's
guys
the Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew. That's it.
That's the LA based one.
Oh, they were LA?
Yeah, LA was the Wrecking Crew, and then in Alabama was the Swampers.
Got it. I'm conflating like 25 Feet from Stardom and the Wrecking Crew.
And Muscle Shoals.
And Muscle Shoals, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but Sweet Home
Alabama, Lynyrd Skynyrd immortalizes them in song when they say, "And Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers. They've been known to pick a song or two." Yes, they do. That's
awesome.
That band.
Okay. So that's that for us.
Yeah.
Coop.
Yeah, they're our Wrecking Crew for sure.
They played on, they are the Station Breaks with me and Jason. They played on all Jason's.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Like, they're so good.
Yeah, they played on all Jason's albums. Richard, Brianna. I'm sure they played
Coop
on Gills.
Coop is so good on doing whatever he wants to do. And I'm sure he's just playing more and more and getting better and better. Played stand-up, played electric, played with the pick, played country, played rock. You know, he just can do. And he's a classically trained guy. Like, he can do it all. And then there's Rob Humphries.
Yeah.
Who's just, like, the coolest guy ever. And now he's touring with Casey Musgraves. He's her drummer.
Yeah, I know.
Which is just a cool thing.
He was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. He played behind Willie Nelson, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's both of them are such pros. I mean, on a level that, you know, and they're good dudes. I've toured with both of them a bunch, and I spent the night in jail with Rob in London. Yeah, they're like brothers.
Like, take a number, you know what I mean?
And he was the reason we got pulled over, because he looked like a hippie and he had drum gear in his bag, and they're like,
"You could not." I mean, if you walked in somewhere with Coop and said, "Hey, this is my good buddy. He's an ad exec, or he works in finance." The guy's like, "Sure, no problem."
Yeah.
If you went anywhere with Rob Humphries and you said anything other than musician, you just get hauled right to the clink.
Right.
Because he literally, there's nothing about him that isn't a musician.
And the thing about him is he's a pretty straight arrow. Like, he's a runner, he's a father, he doesn't drink or do drugs a lot. He just looks like it. He really hasn't, like, we went to Amsterdam, and I don't think he'd ever been high before. I changed that.
Luckily, you were there.
Anyway, so yeah, they're good dudes. And
did you sit him down and go, "Rob, one word, suppository"?
I sat him down.
Go with me on a journey.
I reached into my butthole and then I pulled out the goods and I said, "Ready to take a ride?" So that's exciting stuff. Where is Billy Moran right now? He posted a picture where he was like, looked like he was on a rooftop.
Yeah,
Miranda.
Man, I don't know. But Billy Miranda's living the life.
I thought maybe it was your office or something.
He's in Los Angeles, California. And
he was on some veranda up in the sky. He said, listening to Richard Spates something.
Yeah, man. Just doing his... Well, that's the other thing, is all these guitar guys are so mobile. Like, Billy has all the tracks on that laptop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just sitting there going through stuff. It's trippy.
Yeah. It's cool. And you guys are producing it together, right?
Well, I mean, it's a Billy's producer. I'm certainly, like anything else I do, my voice is heard. And
so you have to go back in and do vocals, right?
Oh, yeah. We still do that. So I guess when you said, did we get everything? We got everything that we intended to get in those 2 days. But we still have... There'll still be some guitar overdubs.
Yeah, it's like making an album. You get the bass and drums down first, unless you're doing a live thing. You get bass and drums down first. And that's like when you're painting, it's like caulking and putting the tape down and getting the room ready and prepped. You know what I mean? And then you can go in and, you know, that's really the hard work of painting a room.
Yeah.
And then you go in with the flower, the painting and the painty and the flowers, and you throw on the paint and flowery paint. And that's
Zach Ross is in there doing his guitar stuff. He's so good at helping us set the tone of. He's the most country of the guys.
Now, would you say this is a country record?
I still think it bleeds into country. It's not. It's.
Like, what do your songs sound like? I've never heard a song of yours.
Well, they sound. They're a little edgier than, say, the stuff that we recorded previously that was more an homage to old school country stuff. A lot more pedal steel, fiddle, that kind of stuff.
On the last record.
Yeah, on the first one. This is not leaning as heavily on that. It's more band oriented. It's more, you know, bar band sounding.
Where would you, can you think of another artist that's like in the realm?
Well, I mean, this is it's not a recent guy, but I think Steve Earle is always a good template for that. Because Steve Earle's albums were always like, they're country albums, but
they're kind of dirty. Yeah.
And Lucas Nelson.
I was just going to say Lucas Nelson is a modern
more
one.
Modern version of it, you know?
I just heard a Steve Earle song on, I watched the show The Bear, which is fantastic if you haven't seen it.
JC and I just started it. We're like in episode 3 and we just absolutely love it.
Oh, we'll keep going because it gets better and better and better. Like it just, even into the second season, it just gets better.
But
and
that
better.
Dude is a movie star, man. He looks like if Al Pacino and Gene Wilder had a really cool baby.
Yeah. His hair is perfect. I know. I'm so jealous. I want to be him. But he's great. He's great in that character too. The music in it is awesome.
We're watching the pilot and I turned to JC. I'm like, deep pockets on this show. Like, so far,
I know.
R.E.M.,
Pearl Jam, Wilco, all over the place. And they keep coming back to it. They literally, it's as if I did the music for that show. It's like
I felt the same way. I'm like, am I the music supervisor?
Yeah. But there was a Steve Earle song. I keep downloading these songs. I'm like, what the song is this? I wondered if you knew it. It's called Transcendental Blues.
Doesn't ring a bell. Doesn't mean I haven't heard it.
Check it out. I think it's in season 2, but check it out. It's a great song. Anyway, I'm glad you're finally watching that.
And dude, I've been itching for a show for a while. Like,
oh yeah, that's your
show. I don't watch a ton of TV, but JC and I do like to have a show that we like have a break from the kids at night and we're not totally ready for bed. We can pop on. That's not a movie. You know, it's like 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's been a hard because there's a lot of content out there, but not all stuff that we both have been connecting with, and this is the first one we're like, this is great.
Yeah. So no, it's great, and it's a half an hour, so you go through it pretty quick. But it's just amazing. Everyone's so good in it, and it's so Chicago, and it's so people I feel like I know from Chicago, like the Chicago families that I know.
I've always been a big fan of Oliver Platt too. I love seeing Oliver Platt.
So good. He's so good from when you and I were teenagers.
Yeah, Flatliners, man. Yeah. The first time I remember seeing him.
And Lost Boys, right? Isn't he in Lost Boys?
I don't think so, no.
He's one of these.
In fact, I'm sure of it. I just watched it again.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking Flatliners.
It's Flatliners. You're thinking that because Flatliners with Kiefer Sutherland. It was this very similar vibe.
Who else is in Flatliners?
Same director, too. I think Julia Roberts in it, Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver Platt.
But what's his name?
And by the way, you know what's funny? Since you know this, Oliver Platt, who is... We used to call Oliver Platt back when we couldn't remember his name. All of our college buddies were like, oh, we love Flatliners. You know, that movie with Kiefer Sutherland, Julia Roberts, and Fat Tim Amundsen. Which, of course, Oliver Platt's not, I mean, he's a little rotund now. He wasn't fat back then, but he had like chubby cheeks.
Yeah, he looked like
But he looked like Tim Amundsen. He had good hair. And so we called him Fat Tim
Amundsen.
That's
funny.
Sorry, Mr. Platt. I'm sure you're a avid listener. You were never fat. That was just dumb kids making a joke.
And sorry, Mr. Amundsen. Just to tarnish his good name.
How's that a slam on Tim?
I don't know. Feels just like a slur.
I feel like that's a double slam on Oliver Platt. You're like,
and a second apology to Platt.
Right as they stand up Platt and dust him off, here you come with the blind side.
So Oliver Platt. Who's the main flatliner? Is that Kiefer Sutherland?
Campbell Scott.
Yeah, he was so weird. He was such a weird leading man.
Yeah, man. It's George C. Scott's son.
Yes, it is.
Some things
I wanted to go over with you.
Okay.
One is that I've been waking up earlier, and I've been doing the, like, Richard Speight, you know, doing coke all night. Sleep method. It's like like Richard Speight's book, My Guide to Sleep. On. Just never go to bed.
But you,
because you were up,
you've been going, you've been waking up early. To wake up early, you know, you eventually have to go to bed.
I guess so. What is that?
Did it look like a snake eye? Doesn't it look like
Richard has a weird like goggle, one goggle on his eye.
Hello, Robert.
it's a measuring tape that I wound up real tight. Oh,
that's exciting. Glad you're listening. Sleeping. No, but in all seriousness, I've been waking up early and it's great.
Yeah.
I used to complain, you know, I had to wake
How
up.
How in like, God's name, two children later, are you just now figuring out to wake up early? Like, you didn't wake up early all the time with
the
kids?
But when the kids got old enough to sleep in, I slept in too.
God.
Why get up?
I wish
sleeping?
I had that gene, dude. I set a clock, but also, even if I don't set a clock, I wake up. I
know.
I'm just no longer a...
We'll be out. I'll play a long show on Saturday night. You and I go out afterwards drinking. We go to bed at like 2 in the morning. And then you're up at like 7, like, where are we going for breakfast? And I'm like, we don't have to be in until 10. Why are we talking?
Yeah.
You know?
And then I said, fine. And I just roll over and I turn off the lamp.
I was going to say, you say, all right. And then you knock on my door. Let's go.
Then you put your eye mask on. And,
Yeah. It's great. Now, of course, I've done it before, but usually it's, you know, against my will. I wake up, I take Audrey to practice. She has to be there at 6. And then I've been coming home and going, don't go back to bed. This is your day. It's on.
Yeah, man. I think it's great. You get to tackle the day and get stuff done and get out ahead of it. I think. You know what I mean?
How was your stress sleeping last night? Did you sleep better?
I did sleep better. Just not sleep. You know, I do think that, like, I was kind of acting like, the strike, you know, it is what it is. But somewhere deep inside, it's stressful, even if you don't want to acknowledge that it's stressful.
It is very stressful. And especially now the summer's over, kids are back to school, you have more time to think about it.
Exactly. Now you're just stuck with, you know, just sitting around going,
Yeah.
And, like, even people I know who are very successful are all kind of like,
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, because there's nothing for us to do, you know?
Except for strike, and more strike.
Yeah, so...
Gotta strike, gotta be out there doing our thing, which I know we're doing. Yeah. So, you know, it's all for the greater good. I support it all. I don't want anybody listening to think that Rob and Rich aren't 1,000% behind this strike, because we are. But there's some obviously emotional backlash to it in our own personal lives, our concern and stress. And, you know,
yeah,
that's why we're striking, because needs
exactly.
need to be met.
Exactly. But it's our livelihood, and even more than that, it's like the thing that keeps us going. So it's hard when there's, you know, you can't be working.
I know.
So yeah, no, I'm with you on that. That is stressful.
But then now, on the lighter side,
mm-hmm.
you've got a big family trip to Minneapolis coming up.
Yes, I am going to Minneapolis early to see my brother, so I'm excited about that. I haven't seen him in a while. Usually see him like once a year. And Ruth is going to meet us later in the week. Audrey's in school.
Matt Benedict and Ruth Connell. What won't you do?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I just picture like huge Matt Benedict and Rob Benedict going out like, we're going to tear it up. We're going to tear it up. Ruth's here. Let's go to the salad bar. We'll just go... on a brisk walk. I feel like the tone will just take a sharp right.
Is that your impression of Ruth?
No, I can't do an impression of Ruth.
Is that like that she's
the healthy one. She's going to be, of course, because she's the
smart
choice. You know, she's the one who's like, oh, Rob, you should get the beet salad, which, of course, everybody knows is
beet salad gate. We're still on the beet salad.
The beet salad speed bumps is my favorite band.
Did we? Yeah, that's right. Did we talk about that on the podcast?
I think so. Yeah, we talked. I think so. I think we talked about it somewhere.
Ruth ordering.
But the point
is,
it's like, you know, she's the straighten up and fly right woman in your life. Like, you know, you're you, and then she shows up, and you're like, oh, I should put on a nicer shirt, you know, and I'll eat a little better, and maybe I'll go for a run.
Yeah.
Ruth, you know.
Yeah, there's something about her that's a little bit royal in my mind.
Yeah, and it's, you know, certainly if she classes up any
situation. She classes it up. That's really what it is.
Look, it's not, I mean, I'm not all men. I'm not making some cliche statement here, but certainly in my life, if I always say, if I had married Nancy, I would be Sid. You know, if JC were a chain smoking boozer, I too would be chain smoking and boozing. I would not be a positive influence on her.
Right.
But she's a positive influence on me by just being a healthier person. Then right. It sort of forces me to make healthier choices.
Sure.
Because
are some things that you do that I still can't believe you do. Like
what?
You're fasting at the beginning of every year. You do like an honest juice cleanse or something.
Yeah.
You've been away at like yoga retreats.
That is surfing retreat. I know that wasn't a yoga retreat.
Okay, surfing retreat.
But it was surfing and yoga. It was sort of like this whole, like, yeah, healthy
that's,
thing.
That's her. That's not you.
But that's JC. I mean, that's 1,000% JC.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying without her, I can't imagine you doing some of these things that you do.
Dude, without her, I would never have bought furniture anywhere but IKEA, and I would be sleeping on a couch.
Mm-hmm.
I am just a... I'm a slacker in the true sense of the word. Mm-hmm. Not professionally, like I'm a driven guy, but just in my day-to-day life, like how I live. I don't prioritize. I don't prioritize cooking for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't prioritize design. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just not how my brain works. It's not how I think.
Right. I know. I know.
So like my I don't want to name names for this, but you and I have a couple of bachelor buddies. And if you go to their house, I'm like, yeah, this is what my place would look like. They're like, bachelors with money are just much nicer bachelor pads than bachelor pads without money on the, in the certain dudes.
Right.
And it's like, but how many framed football jerseys do you need in one home? And the answer is maybe zero, but tops one.
Yeah.
And then you go to like a bad, like, and this is where I got this signed by this, and I got this signed. I'm like, you don't say. So it's like, you know, you just kind of, I would be that guy. I mean, I would have Steve Martin jerk posters everywhere and, you know, all this other crap.
Yeah.
Basically, the room that you see me sitting in right now, Rob.
Right.
This would be what my home would look like.
Right, right.
You know, the kind of mangled drum set, a weight bench, a couple
of... your movie posters.
Yeah, movie posters, you know, a couple of crappy stained couch aimed at the TV.
Yeah. My room's looking especially crappy right now because I gave Calvin my bookshelf. This bookshelf, remember my fake head used to sit on top of it?
Oh, yeah. Where's your severed head now? Did that go with the bookshelf?
No, it's here. It's all, everything that was on it is still here. It's just, gave Calvin moved into an apartment.
He's living the life, isn't he?
He's living the college version of that. But yes, and a great, he's living the life. It's a great time in one's life.
Oh, man. What I wouldn't give to be Calvin.
He's it's exciting to live vicariously through him.
I bet.
Yeah. I was gonna say, in terms of Ruth McConnell.
Wow.
Well,
is she an ice cream?
she's in the government now. Ruth McConnell. I did Ruth Connell and Matt Benedict, and I went and I.
But McConnell's is a really good ice cream.
It is good ice cream. Ruth and Matt. Ruth and my brother, we've hung out in Mexico together, and they are a funny duo, but they get along really well. It's funny. They're funny. My brother and Ruth.
They must get along. Well, Matt is such a charming fella. I can't imagine.
They get along so well. They get along like they get each other. And my brother, is a lot like Ruth's father-in-law. No, sorry. Ruth's stepfather, who played with the Scottish basketball team, and he's like 6'4", and he's like 10 years older than my brother, but they're a lot alike. There's a lot.
Wait, Ruth's dad?
Ruth's mom's husband.
Oh, is that a second husband?
Yeah. Ruth's parents are divorced a long time ago.
Okay,
and both
I didn't know that.
Both remarried. Different people.
And so let's just slow this down a second. Ruth's mom found herself a child bride, like
maybe he's older than that. He's how old are her parents? Are like late 60s, early 70s. No, they're early 70s.
I was gonna say, like, there's some math that's falling apart in my head here, but you know, okay.
Hold on,
Rob just left the room. I think he went to fact check Ruth's family tree. We're going to find out.
And Chris,
if Ruth's parents had her when they were prepubescent, perhaps young teens.
Yeah, I tend to, my brain, you know, in my brain, I just tend to, they're 73. They're both 73.
73. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
And my brother, a little better.
And my brother is 50, is going to be 56 on September 28th.
Right.
So they're 15, he's 15 years older than my brother.
Wait, that, but that's her birth parents. But what about her stepdad?
Ruth's parents divorced when she was like
right?
nine.
And but they're both 73. The mom and dad are 73.
No, her mom married Chris, and Chris and her mom are both 73.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. So, okay, understood. So, that's not scandalous. Ruth's mom marrying a 73-year-old or marrying a man her age, that would not be considered a scandal.
No, no one said it was. No one ever said, maybe you said
that. Well, you said that Ruth's stepfather was Matt's age, and I'm like,
No, I did not. I said he's 10 years older.
Yeah, even that math doesn't really work.
Right, he's 15, 17 years older. Whatever, the point is, they're a lot alike, and so Ruth gets along well with my brother. That was the point.
It is, but then you start to wonder, could Ruth's mom have married Matt Benedict? And then looking at your algorithm, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
You could literally be hooking up with Matt Benedict's stepdaughter, which is effing weird, dude.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's
effing weird.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things that aren't true are weird.
But you just you went down a road.
Nobody, I didn't go down any route, bro.
Look, after Trump won the most recent election, I don't believe anything the government tells us.
Jesus,
you know what I mean?
Because
I know where you're going.
What? Well, I don't know where I'm going. Please tell me where I'm going.
Oh, what are you going to indict me now? I can't think out loud.
You know exactly. That's what Trump does. He throws out words and lies, and then your brain puts them together. Well, you're going
to
indict
me. It's funny to watch Vivek Ramaswamy kind of try to do the same thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet. I've only read about
him. I've watched him a little bit, and you watch him, and you're like, oh, I get it. You know, you've lived your life believing that you're the smartest guy in the room, and you're probably the smartest guy in a lot of rooms. But it's hard to hide douchebag. You know, it's really hard to.
Like, what's he
cover
like?
Cover that up with a coat of paint.
But he's pro. He's like a fan of Trump's. Defends Trump.
He's a very bizarre man. He thinks. I think it was actually Sean Hannity who asked him this question. And it was a really smart question or good question. He said, "You said at the debate that Trump's the best president of the 20th century." And Vivek's like, "Yes, yes, I did. I believe that he's." You know, went on this rambling answer. And then Hannity's like, well, then why are you running against him? Which is a fair question.
Yeah.
And the answer was sort of insufficient. Anyway, people don't come on this podcast to hear you blabber on about politics. Keep that to yourself, sir.
I just asked a question just to
clarify. Let's go back to talking about Matt Benedict, your stepfather, Matt Benedict.
Man.
Ooh, Robbie, Matt's your brother and your stepfather. Oh.
This portion of the podcast brought to you by things that aren't true.
Oh, I need a minute. Clean up your room. You can't tell me what to do. You're my brother, but I'm also your stepfather.
You know what? You know what is true is that I'm part that my. If you do my ancestry, the second most city that I'm most likely from is Glasgow, Scotland.
You're most likely Scottish, so. You
could
and
be.
Ruth might be brother and sister.
That's right. That's right.
Luckily, you guys haven't done it. Wait, you have. Oh, that's unbelievable.
You don't know that. you have no facts.
Don't worry. Just talk to your stepdad. Wait, that's Matt.
Have you ever seen a movie called Old Boy? Korean movie called Old Boy?
No. Whew. Old Boy.
Me and Calvin saw it in the theater. It's a re-release. It came out in like the early 2000s.
And gosh, I've never even heard of it.
Kind of a cult classic. I'd heard of it, but I'd never seen it.
Did you say cult classic? Like young horses love it?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
You didn't say cult. You said cult. Cult classic.
That's what I said. Yeah, I was talking about young horses. I don't know what you were talking about. Cult Classic.
So Young Horses and Weaponry.
Colt. Colt. That's my Missouri accent. Colt.
Colt. Man, that's weird.
Have you seen a
documentary? I wonder if your brother talks the same way. I mean, your stepfather. Anybody who doesn't like the sound of guys pretending like they're barfing is not enjoying this podcast.
Not this part of it.
No. And not the opening and not the middle. But maybe the end. Maybe we'll get them at the end.
The other day when we were on stage together, we told the story about Go and Away.
Oh, yeah.
You were about to, I didn't realize you were about to tell the story about Danger Bottom and Codpiece, which is our nicknames we gave ourselves as gamers.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to tell the story that on the way to get to Danger Bottom and Codpiece.
I think you were right. You're right. Because it's just too classic, man.
Gamer listeners, somebody wrote in, you should call yourselves Go and Away. And we told that on stage in front of people. And I got the feeling the audience was like, whoa, maybe that's not so far off.
I know. We got a point. No, they thought it was funny. I mean, it was, I think that story is a classic.
I think it is. But may not be for our comedy. May not be for everybody, Rich.
No, it's not. It's not for everybody. But you know, you can't. Tens of listeners can't be wrong. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's
in
true.
In terms of this podcast.
That's true, Mr. Shitbag.
Thank you, Mr. Glasscock.
That's what we call a callback in the biz,
which you haven't had in months because of COVID. I mean, not COVID. Strike.
Both.
So, listen, man, I guess, I mean, I don't know. Should we put a cork in it? I don't know how long we've been going.
Yeah, we've been going a little about an hour, almost an hour, depending on how I cut the first part together.
Well, if you cut off the microphone stuff, this is probably a 16-minute podcast, but leave that in. It's a full hour.
Did you get to everything that you wanted to talk about?
I didn't have a list. You said you had questions for me. I don't know, man. Did you get to everything
you wanted
to talk about?
Here's my only other thing was... I'm thinking about buying, they make these like professional phone booths, and it's kind of like an isolation booth where you can go in and have peace and quiet and do, you know, work, because they might be remodeling Fartoon Studios, might be moving to a different part of the house. And so I'm thinking I'm going to get a phone booth that they make these phone
booths.
Like
a vocal booth, like you see in the record studios?
Yeah, kind of like that. But they specifically make them for people who need to go in and like make a phone call or something. Like for me, I think it'd be good for podcasts, you know,
yeah,
to have that or for recording.
I've never seen such a thing, but
I'll send it to you.
Cool.
It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. But it's not cheap. It's not cheap. So I don't know.
What are we talking?
$4,000 or $5,000. Yeah. I know.
Yikes.
I know.
Hey, everybody. Do Rob's bus tour of Minneapolis, pretty please. You know what I mean? Robbie needs some scratch. Buy himself a phone booth.
That's not... I never said
that. That's a...
Yeah.
Here's my one question. Do you get hot? Like, is there ventilation?
No, it's ventilated. It's ventilated. And...
Is there light in there? It's like, is it power?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's I'll show you.
Can you change into a super suit if you're dressed as a lowly reporter?
Yeah, that's the main.
Can you go in there and come out, you know, all ripped and blue with a cape?
Yeah, that's the main thing you do. I don't know what else you do. Okay, I'm gonna show this to you. You're gonna like it.
This is great. Show me this because that always goes well in a podcast.
But for people on Patreon.
Ooh, look at that. And it's L, you step up into it. That's like Robbie in a box. Ooh, dude.
Yeah.
Please get that so I can seal you in and charge people to come take a gander at you in your box. The Robbie Zoo.
I love it. That's so perfectly our characters, and you'd make money off of it.
Well,
would I get a taste of it so I can help pay for it?
We'll see how you do in the box.
So it's just called.
I'm gonna need something. You know what I mean? Like it's right. Like, do you remember the Standard Hotel? Maybe they still do this, but when you go to the Standard,
the naked
in
women
LA,
in the window.
Well, it was a girl in a bathing suit
right
behind it in the reception area.
Yeah,
you'd go check in, and behind them was 22, 23 year old
model,
female, always very pretty, in a bathing suit, just hanging out. That was their job.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that has survived the times.
I don't think so, no.
I think that probably hasn't aged well, but I haven't been in there in a long time.
Yeah,
God. Of course, you know, my early mid-20s, I thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Me too.
Just to see like a knockout girl who wouldn't
you could see it from the street.
If I were on fire.
You could see it from the street.
What?
You could see it from the street. Yeah. I nearly wrecked a couple of times.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, I would love to be that hot someday. I mean, it's not going to happen, but like if I could, people are like, oh, could you trade places? I would just love to be a smoke show female. Yeah. I know it's not easy. You get creepos hitting on you and you don't feel safe. And I understand a lot of downside, but just for a day to know
that.
Hot. Yeah. Just that dudes are like you are going to total their car simply because you're currently existing.
You know,
it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it is. And you know, if there's one job I know that you and I couldn't get, it would be to don a bathing suit and lay down in the window.
I got to tell you something, though. If they had any sort of sense of humor, they'd be hiring guys like you and me to do exactly that. To go, we get it. We know what the calendar says. We know where the temperature is. We've classed it up. Here are the dad aquarium.
Yes, that's hilarious. Yeah. And in the end, no one really will notice or care.
Funny part would be me sitting there in my bathing suit, which is just a god awful sight to start with. People walking forward, I'm like, "Hey, Junior, put your phone down. Talk to somebody. A little eye contact."
Yeah, you can talk to them. You can talk to the people. Yeah, that's great.
He's like, "Hey, blah 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 blah." Like, "Hey, buddy, excuse me, in your vernacular, start with that. Take two. Try to." Turn down the jerk, turn up the charm. Okay, kid? One more time. An angry guy in a glass booth.
And I'll just be complaining in mine. Is there heat in here? I can't breathe.
I sit there and sort of like give grammar and manner notes to the people at the front desk.
Yeah.
And you vacillate between complaining, panicking, and furiously masturbating. Right?
No, that's hilarious.
Okay, but fine. Scratch the complaining part, but the rest you gotta keep.
Oh my god. Maybe I'm like cutting my toenails or something like that. Something just gross.
Yeah, really gross.
Well, on that fucking note.
Yeah, sorry. People who stuck around hoping this thing would
clean itself
tip
off.
Up and really sail smoothly into the night. I apologize.
Went downhill after it talked about how classy Ruth Connell is, and then it just went.
That's the only thing that happened that was in trouble. Of course, that's kind of colored by finding out that biologically she might be your sister. And that your brother's also your stepfather. All right. I got to go clean up all this faux barf. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Hope you have a wonderful week.
And
you know, we might not podcast next week because you'll be in Minneapolis. We might have to just.
This is true.
We'll think we'll do.
We'll definitely M&M in it. And we may not have a podcast, but I'll post this video from this podcast.
All right.
And maybe I'll just post it for everybody on our Patreon. Both. All the bald ones.
To mix it up.
Yeah, just to give somebody something next week.
There we go.
A little gift.
Look at Rob. Changing around. Phone booth Rob. He's changing it up. All right, buddy. Have a good one. We'll talk later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. It's the King's Cut. It's the King's Cut. It's the King's Cut.